today's gospel, our Lord is instructing us on the need for prayer in each and every one of our lives. And so many of the saints have pointed out that amongst the many meanings of the parable, the torches are our hearts burning with the fire of divine love. And our Lord points out that we must be vigilant in keeping this flame burning. And so we must have the oil by which to keep the lamp burning. And the saints are almost universal in saying that this is a symbol of the prayer life and the universal call of all mankind to prayer in order to sustain the love of God in their hearts. And many have pointed out that our Lord had in mind his most holy mother when he spoke of the five virgins, for she is certainly the model and exemplar of all virgins in prayer, and most especially the model and exemplar of all those who give their heart and their soul entirely to God. Indeed, we see from St. Luke that the entire disposition of the Mother of God was a prayerful disposition, for St. Luke tells us that she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And so we too are called to ponder all the mysteries of our faith in our heart in a prayerful way. And so we learn to avoid an error that is most common in today's age. For many, as it were, pray based on human feelings and emotions and thinking they are offering authentic prayer to Almighty God. But the essence of prayer does not consist in the expression of our human feelings and emotions, but rather the elevation, the lifting up of our minds and our hearts to Almighty God, so that we may hear his word and keep it word. Indeed, our Lord tells us that blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And so we must turn to her who is the model and exemplar of all those who will adore God through prayer. For she constantly, from the first moment of her conception, heard the word of God and put the word of God into practice. And so she is described by all the saints as omnipotent in prayer. That is, she gains from her Son all that is necessary for the salvation of the word of the world. Indeed, St. Augustine, I believe, pointed out that before the Mother of God conceived the Son of God in her womb, she first had conceived him in her heart. And so we see from this a teaching of St. Augustine that she was always in prayer, and because she was an authentic virgin in prayer, she gained a proper understanding of the Messiah, and in gaining that proper understanding of the Messiah would come to be the very mother of the one she understood so well in his mission to come and save the world from its sins. And so let us imitate the Mother of God in the prayerful life, which essential elements are the adoration of God, thanking God for all that he has done for us, and petitioning God for all the needs of the world. And in the Mother of God, we learn that our petitions must not be weak. Indeed, they must be very bold. The Mother of God prayed for the salvation of the whole world, and she received, as it were, an answer to that prayer. The incarnation and the sacrifice of her Son and the immolation of her immaculate heart for that very purpose, to bring about the salvation of the world. We see very clearly the power of the Mother of God's prayer on the first Pentecost, for by her prayer, he who formerly was undone by a servant girl now went out and preached to the whole world. And indeed, in his first public preaching, thousands were converted to the Christian faith. And we must understand that when St. Peter went forth from the Pentecost, he knew full well that his very preaching of the truth could bring about the very death that his Savior had undergone. And yet, because of the prayer of the Virgin Mary and his being overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit, he went forth, and as the Vicar of Christ, he will go forth until the end of time, teaching the world, baptizing them with all the apostles in union with him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So essentially, prayer, as it were, is entered into in order to send forth the Spirit of Almighty God, that is the Consoler promised to the world, so that the wisdom of God may reign in all the minds and hearts of all men, and that we may all come to know and love the Mother of God and her most holy Son, and there, offering our lives in prayerful reparation for our sins, we may gain that final gift that they have to give us, that is union with them for all eternity in heaven. And so let us constantly have the spirit of prayer in our hearts, and most especially to imitate that prayer that our Lord himself has taught us, that prayer that incorporates all the elements of prayer: adoration of God the Father, thanksgiving for all the blessing God sends us, and petitioning God that he defend us from evil, and that he defend defend us from the time of temptation. And so by prayer we come to understand that we truly have nothing to fear. For by prayer we come to understand that Christ and His Most Holy Mother are truly for us, and hence no one can be against us. And so let us go forth and boldly proclaim the word of God, so that all the world may come to know the Lord and remain united with Him in prayer in this life, so that they may see Him in that blessed vision in the life to come.